Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. We check in now with Sean Stone, the arts editor of Metroland, and he is with us to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. And Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
I missed the show. I missed the 9 o'clock hour, but I was told you said nice things about the paper. So,
yes, we did say nice things about the paper. Well, you said nice things about us.
Well, we call them as we see them.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The Best Of edition is out, and all kinds of very cool stuff in there, and it's always a fun edition. And so I know you've been working very hard on that and haven't gotten to see a lot of things, but we thank you for putting that out and for including us. They're all very nice. Those are great things to give to our relatives.
You know what the best one is? Is when it's not in Best Of, but like Reader's Poll. You know, like the readers will vote something like Five Guys Burgers and Fries as best hamburger, and you'll be on vacation in Virginia, and you'll go into a restroom at a Five Guys, and there the Best Of will be.
That is nice. That is,
yes,
very,
it is.
See, very, very nice. Well, we were worried that there wouldn't be one because we didn't know if you were going to like sell the newspaper and somebody else was going to buy it out.
Well, Metroland is for sale. I don't really know anything that's above my pay grade.
Okay, here are the
but
two
everything's
things.
Business as usual.
That's,
you know,
all. Here are the two
now.
Things I care about. First of all, you're still going to stay with us, right?
I want to.
Okay, very good. And two, basically, we collectively have an audience. If we know anybody who wants to buy Metroland, then we let them know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right. We got that out of the way.
You know that whole thing where you read about, you know, companies where everything's up in the air and everybody's like, you know, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. It's like that.
You're living that.
I'm living that. Yeah,
yes.
It's like that. It's very fun. Ha ha. Let's get on to the exciting
events of the week. Well, let's get your mind off of that and some of the great things that are happening in our region, beginning with Alive at 5 tonight.
Yeah, we're going to travel back to the groovy 70s with the Edgar Winter Band, a great blues band. They had the big hits Frankenstein, which is crazy instrumental, and Free Ride. That's at Alive at 5 at the Jennings Landing at the Corning Preserve. All the politicians accounted for. It's at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Local power trio Charm Boy will open. Also today, up at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls, Adirondack Theater Festival are opening their next production of the season, Spun, a brother sister rock musical. And let's see, tomorrow at Bard College, Bard Summerscape continues with opera. And they always do new stuff. And, well, new to us. This is
yes.
The first American production of a 1902 opera called The Wreckers by Dame Ethel Smythe. It's based on the legends of the Cornwall coast villagers who would lure ships to their doom for plunder and murder. It's a, sort of the same thing that Jamaica Inn, the Du Maurier book, is based on.
Right.
That kind of thing. And I just think that's a great topic for an opera.
We had them in here talking about it a week or two ago, and it sounds amazing. It sounds really incredible. I look forward to seeing it.
And then, outdoor festivals. We have the Maybe Farm Canal Fest. That's at the Maybe Farm Historic Site, which is owned by the Schenectady County Historic Society. That's in Rotterdam Junction. That's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there'll be music and food and kids' fun and a lot of, you know, historical demonstrations.
Excellent. Always fun.
And here's something fun that's free. Ashcon Ballet Theater has debuting a new ballet called America. This is at the Egg on Sunday. It's outside the Egg at 6 p.m., and it's absolutely free. It's funny. If you live in Center Square, Albany, you always know that Ashcon has moved in for the summer because you'll go to Price Chopper, and there'll be all these tall, athletic people in practice clothes. Speaking a foreign language, you're like, oh, they're not from around here. The ballet's back in town.
Ah, they've arrived.
Yep. And then after that, inside the Egg, Sunday evening, it's Shuggy Otis. He's a blues jazz guitarist. He put out 3 acclaimed albums in the early 70s and then disappeared for 30 years. But he's back, and he wrote that Brothers Johnson hit, Strawberry Letter 23.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so he's an interesting guy.
Absolutely.
And then Monday at the Palace Theater, Heart. Great 70s, 80s, 90s rockers. I saw them the last time they were in town, and they were fantastic.
I was about to say, I'm really excited. Like, I would love to see this show.
Yeah, did you see them on Letterman last year?
I did.
When they performed with the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, they're great.
Just amazing.
They're really great. I know it's showing my age, but I just think they're just fantastic, and that would be a lot of fun. It's Monday night at the Palace Theater. New movies. There are many of them.
Yes, we have Infinitely Polar Bear, an indie film that's based on a real-life story. It's sort of a family dramedy that stars Zoe Saldana and Mark Ruffalo. Then we have, I mentioned Paper Towns, which is based on a young adult novel, so it's not really aimed at me, but, you know, it's supposed to be interesting. And then there's Pixels, which is the comedy, science fiction comedy about aliens sending Pac-Man down to kill us.
Okay.
Giant Pac-Man. It's what's interesting is when I first saw the trailer at the time of the Avengers came out, it was emphasized that it was an Adam Sandler comedy. The new trailers play up the fact that Peter Dinklage is in it.
Yeah.
Because of Game of Thrones.
Sure. Well, why not?
Yeah. Which is, you know, probably a better reason to see it. And then we have Vacation, which opens Wednesday. And I'm really puzzled. This is a remake of National Lampoon's Vacation. And this is one of those remakes where you just think, why?
Right. It's Ed Helms in the Chevy Chase role, correct?
Yeah.
And it does not have the endorsement of National Lampoon, although I don't know really that there is an entity to give that endorsement anymore, but still, right?
I know. It's just weird because the original wasn't exactly known for its plot and character development. I mean, it's a Chevy Chase vehicle with a lot of fun, with Beverly D'Angelo's great and fun cameos with Imogene Coco and Eddie Brack, and I don't see what there is to remake. You could just come up with a new idea.
I would be more interested in the old cast taking another vacation than I would be in perhaps a new cast taking a vacation.
Yes. Yes. I believe I would agree with you on that.
Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yes.
And so that'll keep us busy for a while.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, just a reminder, the best of issue of Metroland is out. And Sean, we just know we love having you on the program. Also know that if we can, if we hear of anybody, if we're in a coffee shop, we hear that anybody wants to buy a newspaper, we'll let them know.
Thank you. Just remember that line from Citizen Kane. I think it would be fun to run a newspaper.
Right. Well, we'll work on that for you. We want you secure, young man. We want you secure. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, metroland.net. We'll talk to you next week, Sean. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. Coming up next, we're going to get a preview and find out what's happening at the Dorset Theater Festival in Dorset, Vermont. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.